Exploring the Shadows of Secession, a Deep Dive into Charles B. Dew's Apostles of Disunion. Chapter 1, Summary of Apostles of Disunion. Apostles of Disunion by Charles B. Dew explores the ideologies and motivations behind the secession of Southern states from the Union during the Civil War. Through an examination of primary sources, particularly the writings of Southern leaders and secessionists, Dew argues that the defense of slavery was a central and unifying theme driving secession. He illustrates how these figures framed their narrative around states' rights and economic concerns, while ultimately revealing that the preservation of slavery was the primary catalyst for disunion. Dew's work emphasizes the importance of understanding the racial and social dynamics at play during this tumultuous period in American history. Chapter 2, The Core Themes of Apostles of Disunion. Apostles of Disunion by Charles B. Dew explores the themes of secession, racism, and the ideological underpinnings of the Confederacy leading up to the American Civil War. Dew examines the rhetoric and motivations of Southern leaders who advocated for secession, revealing a deep-rooted commitment to preserving slavery and white supremacy. The book highlights the intersection of nationalism and racism, emphasizing how these sentiments shaped the South's political landscape and ultimately justified their break from the Union. Through an analysis of primary sources, Dew illustrates how the Confederate cause was not merely a fight for states' rights, but fundamentally driven by a desire to maintain an enslaved society. Chapter 3, 10 Quotes from Apostles of Disunion. Here are 10 significant quotes from the book that encapsulate its themes and ideas. 1. The Confederacy was founded on the principle of white supremacy, and its leaders were upfront about that. 2. Secession was not merely a political act, but a social revolution aimed at preserving a way of life centered on slavery. 3. The rhetoric of secessionists was steeped in the language of fear, fear of a loss of power and a loss of racial dominance. 4. In their minds, the preservation of slavery was non-negotiable, and it justified any means necessary. 5. Southern leaders painted a picture of a dire threat looming from the North, one that would strip them of their rights and their very identity. 6. These men were not just defenders of their region, they saw themselves as the guardians of a racial order. 7. The decision to secede was rooted in a profound conviction that the Southern way of life, anchored in slavery, was under siege. 8. The apostles understood that their struggle was not merely against Northern aggression, but against the very ideals of equality. 9. Secession was framed not as an act of rebellion, but as a legitimate response to protect their society from an existential threat. 10. The rhetoric of these secessionists reveals the deep-seated beliefs about race and identity that shaped their worldview and influenced the course of American history.